Facts about the clouded leopard. This species, like the snow leopard, is one of those that is somewhere between the small cats and the great cats, in that it can't purr like the small cats and it can't roar like the true great cats. The tree-climbing talents of the clouded leopard rival that of the maguey, running down trees headfirst and climbing branches horizontally with its back towards the ground, and even hangs upside down by its hind legs. They are also quite adept at swimming and readily take to water. It has no subspecies. The clouded leopard gets its name from the distinctive cloud-like markings on its body, head, legs, and tail. The inside color of the clouds are darker than the background color, and sometimes they are dotted with small black spots. The pelt ranges from ochre to tawny to silver gray. Black and pale white individuals have been reported in the wild. The legs and belly are marked with large black ovals, and the back of the neck is marked with two thick black bars. The tail, which is as long as the head and body length, is thick and plush with black rings. This is a short-legged cat, with the hind legs being longer than the front. The clouded leopard has the longest canines, relatively speaking, than any other living cat. They weigh between 22 and 45 pounds. In captivity, clouded leopards have lived up to 17 years, and in the wild, average 11 years. Its habitat. The clouded leopard is most associated with primary evergreen tropical rainforests. But sightings have been made in secondary and logged forests, as well as grassland and scrub and mangrove swamps. It has been recorded at elevations of as high as 3,000 meters, 9,600 feet. Its distribution is through Nepal, Indochina, Sumatra, and Borneo. Little is known about the breeding habits of the clouded leopards in the wild. But in captivity, litters of 1 to 5, with an average of 3, are born after about 93 days gestation. Less than 20% of captive clouded leopards have been successful at reproducing because the males tend to kill their females during mating. Their social system and communication is unknown. The hunting and diet habits of the clouded leopard. These cats are equally adept at hunting on the ground as they are in trees, but they use trees primarily as a resting place. Their diet includes birds, primates, small mammals, porcupine, deer, and wild boar. Their status is vulnerable. At BigCatRescue.com's Clouded Leopard Facts page, you can download a 2008 report documenting 1,158 endangered and threatened exotic cats being illegally yet openly sold in Myanmar markets. The 2003 Field Tag Recommendation says, clouded leopards are difficult to manage for breeding in captivity due to the propensity of some males to attack and sometimes kill females. Other pairs never breed. Thus, most of the captive population of zoo and privately owned animals is derived from only a few founders, perhaps as few as two or three individuals. The same husbandry problem and low founder size exists in Europe. While striving to achieve a target population of 120 species, the SSP is actively engaged in research to determine behavioral or husbandry cues that trigger aggression. Currently, the Clouded Leopard Consortium with Thai zoos are the main hope for the survival of this species.